Angel Mom, Joe Biden backed amnesty plan, a legalization bill for criminals. By John Binder on June 16, 2021. An amnesty plan, backed by President Joe Biden and corporate interests, is a legalization bill for criminals living in the United States illegally, Angel Mom Michelle Root says. Root, whose 21-year-old daughter Sarah was killed in January 2016 on the night of her graduation by illegal alien Eswin Mejia, testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week to ask lawmakers not to pass the Dream and Promise Act of 2021. Root said, "The man who murdered my daughter entered the country illegally. He came in as an unaccompanied minor, committed additional crimes, drove while intoxicated, smashed his truck into my daughter, and then ran away after posting a $5,000 bond. His bail was less than what it cost to bury my baby. He was never convicted. Yes, this happened during the Obama administration when the policy was to catch and release, ignore sanctuary cities, and turn a blind eye to illegal immigration in the interior of our country. Unfortunately, those failed policies are back and the Biden administration has continued to endorse the lawlessness," emphasis added. "I'm here today to say that legislation rewarding illegal behavior is dangerous, and it's a threat to our rule of law. As a parent, I sympathize with those who want a better life for their children. We would all do what it takes to give them a perfect life. However, you have to understand that rewarding illegal behavior only means we get more of it. The Dream Act, if enacted into law, would benefit people who are charged with crimes. It would legalize people in this country who have even been convicted of violent crimes," emphasis added. Among the amnesty plan's biggest issues, Root said, is that it would legalize for green cards and eventually American citizenship the kind of illegal alien suspects who killed her daughter. "This is a legalization bill for more than children. This is a legalization bill for criminals," Root said. "The bill protects people who simply apply by giving them safe harbor to remain in the United States while their application is pending. It rewards the illegal behavior that my daughter's killer carried out. It excuses their criminal histories and does not make America better," Root continued. Rather than passing the amnesty plan, Root said lawmakers ought to support Sarah's law, which would require the federal government to detain illegal aliens charged with crimes resulting in the death or serious injury of American citizens. House Democrats, along with 9 House Republicans, passed the amnesty plan in March, but it has since stalled in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Those 9 Republicans included Representative Don Bacon, R&E; Representative David Vallotto, RCA; Representative Fred Upton, Army; Representative Maria Salazar, RFL; Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE; Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA; Representative Chris Smith, DNJ; Representative Carolos Gimenez, RFL; Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL. The amnesty plan would potentially provide amnesty to 4.4 million illegal aliens in the U.S. and has the backing of the nation's biggest multinational corporations such as Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Google, IBM, Uber, PayPal, Visa, Marriott International, Verizon, Johnson & Johnson, Chobani, Starbucks, General Motors, Target, and Hilton. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, a major proponent of the amnesty plan, has been lobbying senators for months to pass the legislation, calling it critically important to big business and corporate interests. Illegal immigration has continued to skyrocket since Biden took office. The latest projections estimate that this year could be one of the worst years for illegal immigration in American history, with about 1.2 million illegal aliens expected to be encountered at the U.S.-Mexico border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.